Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Education camps, that's what they call it.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
There are millions of people who believe that the election was rigged. How do you begin to deprogram them?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
They are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people?
We probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
The FBI has arrested hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and more could be on the way.
Approximately 800 people have been arrested.
Joseph Biggs was indicted earlier this week by a federal grand jury along with four other members of the group with conspiracy to commit sedition.
Joseph Biggs facilitated political violence even if they weren't armed and didn't assault anybody at the Capitol on January 6th.
A couple hours ago, I was informed by my attorney that there is a warrant out for my arrest with allegations involving January 6th. I will have to turn myself in Monday morning.
The DOJ, the Biden administration, announced it's charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people.
Enrique Carrillo pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges, including the burning of a Black Lives Matter banner.
As for those text messages, the January 6th committee is now planning to subpoena them as it looks into Jones's role in the Capitol attack.
The American people are not buying the whole fraud that January 6th was the new Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, all these preposterous, asinine things that were said and done.
I mean, January 6th was a false flag. Everybody knows it at this point, from Ray Epps to the pipe bomber. I mean, it's obvious. It's all coming out. It's all being exposed. We're not going to be the ones on trial anymore. No, globalists, we're coming after you. Nuremberg 2.0 begins now. Wolverines!
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, January 13th, 2023. The special Friday the 13th transmission. Straight ahead.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalist psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, T-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people who can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Central. Wow. Look, I'm not going to talk about the Piers Morgan interview yesterday until the third hour. I'm going to play some excerpts and just look at it as a exhibit of disinformation and propaganda. Because I wouldn't just cover it if it was an interview I was involved in. That's not really newsworthy enough. But the level of deception, the level of manipulation, and how they use this playbook is very important to understand. So that's coming up for some of the third hour. We have Gerald Celente, one of our favorite guests, joining us to talk about the trends for 2023 and beyond in the second hour today. And I intend to open the phones up so you can also ask specific questions of Gerald Celente. And in the meantime, wow, are we going to be covering the waterfront? You can learn a lot about where our hijacked government wants to take us. If you look at operations they run in places like Brazil and areas of Africa and the Middle East and just all over the world, but also especially what globalists are doing in the UK and the European Union. And one of those big things they're doing is outlawing their political opposition after they steal elections. And there's a report we're going to be getting to coming up here in the next segment. Brazilian concentration camps exposed, and the government's admitting they have these camps they built. And now they're putting their political opposition in there, including people that just won House and Senate seats who were patriots and were in Bolsonaro's party. And they're forcing poison COVID shots on them. So we're going to be going over that coming up, because whatever you see being done there, the globalists plan to bring here. It's all being run by the State Department. The State Department even brags that they helped Lula steal his way back into office. So that's why you see the parallels being extremely similar. And that's why Bolsonaro had to leave and go to Florida, because they'd promised to arrest him if he lost the election. That's what leftists do. That's the authoritarian model they carry out. So that's an important stack we're going to tackle very early. MTG was on yesterday, and she said what is true and what's politically obvious, not just by what the Justice Department's done or the way the governmental officials are handling it, but the way the media's handling it, ABC, CNN, the Associated Press. Oh, Biden's got to go. Biden's engaged in criminal activity. He had these documents illegally. Trump's allowed to declassify documents, and Biden isn't. So they can fry Biden and fry Trump is the move they're making. Yesterday, the videos on Infowars.com, MTG says deep state preparing to dump Biden. AG Garland appoints special prosecutor for Biden's classified docs. Biden's top secret document problem. He is on the way out. Biden's political future clouded by classified document probe, AP. So they all covered up the Hunter Biden laptop. That's way worse than these illegal documents, which are illegal, pertaining to China, Ukraine, the European Union, and other key areas. In the Biden laptop, this is really the Biden laptop, it's the payoffs he's making to his dad, the payoffs he's making to others. And there is his son talking about how they're under the command of the head of Chinese intelligence. But now that video from a year ago of Biden driving around in an agreeably really cool green Corvette, got good taste on that, backing it up into the garage where they now admit there were tons of these documents stored. You can even see piles of the documents there in the background as he's backing in. But a larger discussion, he's been a placeholder. He's been a true marionette, a true puppet the entire time. But why are they getting rid of him now? Because they don't want him to announce he's about to run for president again. He actually thinks he's the president. That's the big joke about him. And Obama doesn't think he's an effective puppet, even with the election fraud that they can get back in 2 years. And so they're preparing to flush him down the toilet. Will they remove him from office? I don't know, but they certainly want to let him know we're going to prosecute you if you don't go away, which is what they do to who they don't want to run for office, whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever. Whether we like the candidate or dislike them, if the globalists don't want you, well, they're going to block you. So Tulsi Gabbard's won the first two debates. All the poll numbers showed she was the front runner, and they just removed her from the media, no coverage, and put out fake polls. And then she basically got almost no votes at the voting booth because she'd been taken out of the discussion. So there's different ways they manipulate elections, different ways they do it. Yeah, they have fake mail-in ballots. Yeah, they have dead people voting. Yeah, they have illegal aliens voting. But more importantly, they manipulate the whole process up to that point as top computer scientist Epstein, not of Jeffrey Epstein fame, exposed years ago. He said there'll be no more free elections 4 years ago in testimony if Google and Facebook and Twitter are allowed to manipulate the algorithms with AI. So that's coming up as well. Multiple Biden aides have been interviewed by the federal law enforcement in classified document review. Second set obviously found at his house, though he said he had no idea why they were found at his Penn State office in a building paid for 6 years ago by the communist Chinese that he literally moved into. It cannot get more ridiculous. And folks are looking at the numbers of Chinese money going to Penn State. It was negligible until he got in, and then hundreds of millions of dollars poured in after he became the chair of that. Now, speaking of AI manipulation, this ties into all of it. We're going to be getting to this as well. AI replaced humans in job role for months and no one noticed. Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November and no one noticed. Now, what have I told you the last couple years? I said most of these articles on BuzzFeed and on even CNN and articles over at CNET, you name it, are written by AI. The CIA about 15 years ago came out with a headline, CIA has created AI that writes articles on its own. And that way the CIA can put in a couple pages of data and then make it look like thousands of writers are saying it because it rewrites it different ways in different combinations. So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, three pages long, and the AI just moves them around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them or had names that I'd look up that don't exist. So, and they now admit in the latest document dump, I thought the one last week was 14. I got mixed up. This is 14. They did data dump 14 to Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone last night, and it confirms that congressional trolls, Twitter files show company new Democrat claims about Russia bots were false, but indeed there were massive bot farms posing as humans, up to 80% of Twitter, was computer bots. You're interacting with these bots are complimenting you if they agree, they're attacking you if they disagree, they're reporting you if they disagree, they're promoting you if they agree, and most of these people on Facebook and Twitter, it's not just Twitter, they are interacting and living their lives out with imaginary friends online that are giving them upvotes and telling them great job, and it's a form of currency. But it's inflated, it's not real, it's fraudulent, but it does give them the dopamine kick they need. All this and more straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gregory Crawford, Deputy Director of CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. CDC recognizes many Americans face daily barriers to enjoying a good life with good health. Factors like age, physical ability, racism, social and economic inequities, and access to quality health care and education all play a role. Diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and obesity are key drivers to the higher rates of chronic health conditions in many populations. Health disparities in chronic disease significantly impact Black, American Indian, Alaska Native, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander people. CDC is taking action, and working together, we can make sure all people can live their healthiest lives. Learn more about these efforts at cdc.gov/chronicdisease/health equity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 800-400-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So I talked about something last segment I'm going to dig into more. It ties into Biden and it ties into all of us. Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. And it goes to the military and drones and combat robots being the real end game of this system, because they won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they could have their memories wiped. So there's no record of what the robots actually did. This is the world I'm talking about that removes humans from the process. On Tuesday, I talked about how until the 1990s, most public schools, and schools for that matter, made you use your mind to do math, even though calculators, the Texas Instrument calculator, were around since the early 1970s and were thousands of dollars then, hundreds of dollars by the 80s, and then just a few dollars by the 90s. And that through that process, it's on record that most people are completely mathematically illiterate now. And I said, the calculator is a great tool, but look how it basically removed mathematics from our species. Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers, because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory, a form of like muscle memory. And now I can't remember my own phone number most of the time unless I go look it up, because we all count on the phone to have the information for us. It's very convenient. And so the Democrats picked that up, and the clip went viral online on Twitter and Facebook, and news articles were written about it. Jones says the beginning of the end of humanity was calculators. No, that's not what I said. I said it was an example of how we're becoming domesticated mentally, or beyond domesticated. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient England, in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia, ancient, you name it. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today. And a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today, just with their genetics. But now we're becoming softer and softer and softer, and the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. A lot of fish have short attention spans and short memories. That's why you have Finding Nemo, and there's the joke with Dory, the fish that can't remember, 10 seconds to the next, because it just doesn't have an attention span. And once you haven't been trained to have an attention span, even if you're watching a two-hour program, there's lots of new things happening every 3 or 4 seconds. You look at old movies, they're drawn out. They build the scenes. There's more to the lighting and more to the nuance. And you watch it, and it's so much more fulfilling and real. And now you look at the Avengers movies and the rest of it, stuff's changing every 2 seconds, and that wires the brain in all the studies to not operate as well. And television screen time is directly linked, going back decades, to early onset of neurological disorders and things like Alzheimer's. Just type into Google Web, television watching linked to Alzheimer's in British study, you'll get a 15, 16, 17-year-old articles out of the BBC. But now they don't even run those articles and point that out and warn people. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete, which is what Noah Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are telling you. So do we really want to be obsolete? Do we really want to be sedentary? Do we want to be like the people on the big cruise ship floating around in space in the movie WALL-E? Because that's how the establishment sees you, and that's the system they set up. And I'm not perfect either. I'm not saying I don't watch too much TV or eat too much food or not exercise enough. But at least I understand the condition I'm in. I understand the condition they want to get me deeper into, and knowing is literally half of that fight. So here it is. AI replaces humans in job role for months. No one noticed. A popular news outlet has been publishing articles written by AI since November, keeping it on the down low. According to Futurism and Online Marketing, Gail Breton, tech brand CNET has been using AI writers, and lots of readers don't seem to have noticed. Artificial intelligence replaced humans in job role for months, and no one noticed. Congressional trolls. Twitter files show company new Democrat claims about Russian bots were false, but they put out the fake news knowing it was a lie. Of course they did. Breaking. New Twitter files expose how Democrat politicians knowingly spread the Russiagate lie. And it goes on from there. So I know you all already know this, but I'm simply saying we should have a bigger, more in-depth discussion about it and ask ourselves, how do we basically protect ourselves from these type of systems? And how do we make ourselves stronger, not weaker? Well, we first recognize it's going on and don't make jokes about it, because it's documented that this is hurting humanity and that we're going in the wrong direction. And the technology can be used to empower us, but instead it's being used to enslave us. Now, obviously, the big elephant in the room I haven't mentioned yet. I'm going to get to it next segment. Update, 54-year-old Lisa Marie Presley suffered full cardiac arrest at home, rushed to hospital, and died. You can say, well, she didn't die from the shot. It could just be a coincidence. Well, not when the statistics show a 13% increase in overall death year after year since the shots began, a record number. We've got some other unbelievable news that ties into this when we come back. And then that gets into this other stack of news, that the whole transgender movement is a transhumanist movement for a post-human genetic engineered cybernetic world. And it's groups of academics and academic elites that are actually the high priest of this new system. It's not about a man's right to feel like a woman and live their life as a woman. That's somebody's right. And I don't hate them for it. It is a larger program to get us to accept that, then we'll accept human-animal hybrids, human-spliced, genetically engineered humanoids. We'll be forced to accept them as having rights, but they'll be controlled by the system and programmable by the system, and will be a new force to be used against what's left of humanity. Organization of non-binary scientists, influence universities, professional orgs, and publications. Big article on Infowars.com. And then we've got this important stack of news. University Medical System at Pittsburgh says they're going to get taxpayer money to put uteruses in men. I have video of that. That's coming up next segment. And we're going to get into the COVID vaccine poison news and Lisa Marie Presley straight ahead on the other side. Then we're going to look at the economy, war, all the big trends with Gerald Celente. And then we're going to get into a bunch of other critical news in the third hour.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated, because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, a lot of videos have come out in the last few years of medical heads at major universities across not just the United States, but the Western world, but particularly the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, U.K., Europe, saying, hey, we're going to make a lot of money cutting women's breasts off, mastectomies, hysterectomies, cutting out their uteruses. We're going to make a lot of money cutting little boys' penises and testicles off. And then they'll mention, well, we make 50 grand on this and 20 grand on that. And our universities, you know, just done 1,000 of these this year. We're ramping up to 10,000 next year. You've seen the chilling videos. And that's what this is about at the level of the hospitals, is making the money. But the big academics and the big think tanks and MI6 and the Pritzkers and a lot of the big Republican Party donors,
are also pushing this, not just the Democrats, and major groups like Disney and Microsoft have given every year millions and millions of dollars, not just here but all over the world, to pay for drag queen story time with big, fat, ugly men dressed like clowns who are hideous to get children to go sit in their laps. In some cases, when the men are not even wearing underwear, they put glitter on their penises. And we shot this in Austin in a major event. Stations have asked us not even to show it. But this is what children are going through, ladies and gentlemen. If you went and sat on a man's erection that had glitter on it at a topless bar, the police would arrest you. It's illegal. But if it's a child, oh, it's liberal, it's supposedly normal. That's been pointed out at different school boards all over the country. I saw a new one that Crowder put out 2 days ago, where the school board would not let the mother read what was in the book that the middle schoolers were given. And they cut her time off and say, you can't speak. So her son steps up, who's in high school, and says, our software at school won't let us go to this book. And he lists the book that has graphics of little boys having sex with adult men. And he says, but it's in the library. So the software the school has won't let you go to that site, rightfully so, off of the libraries or off your laptop. But it can be given to the children as a book. You see how evil that is? We can't show you this on air, and I don't want to. What is given to middle school and elementary students and high schoolers, but they can give it to them. School board cuts off mom for reading out a sex scene from book available to students. Yeah, there's an example. Epic Times right there. Epoch Times. So this is a big, big deal. And it's scientific, and it's corporately funded. It's not a bunch of lone perverts out there doing this. They have recruited many of the sex criminals to go out and do this, because if you'll put up with children dancing in front of men in G-strings with their Johnsons flopping around and letting the kids stick money in their G-strings, folks, you'll go along with anything. And yeah, Target sells books like Let's Summon Demons. And I got a copy of the book. It's very serious black magic, very, very dangerous stuff. And that's what's going on. So this is a brutal assault on our children. Not just assaulting them in the womb. They're not just assaulting them with poison shots or GMO or 5G. They're assaulting them to go after their very innocence and have the state set up a sexual relationship with them about the future of their gender. And that leads us to this. Allison Simpson, who works for the UPMC Children's Hospital, that's the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, describes the possibility of uterine transplants from live donors being given to men who are trying to become women. Now, let me tell you how this sick part-swapping operation works. There aren't just tens of thousands of cases a year in the U.S. alone, and it's exponentially going up, of 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls having double mastectomies because they want to be a boy. Women are now having their uteruses removed because they, quote, want to be a man, and then they wear plastic genitals in their pants. This is a big push, and they're teaching kids about it in school. But now they're starting, and it's already begun, uterine transplants, uteruses are being cut out of women who don't want to be women, and they're being stuck in the guts of men, even though they're not designed for it. Their penises and genitals are being removed, and they're putting in false vaginas, and there it is, the Penn Medicine Penn Uterus Transplant Program. Uterine Transplant Trials welcomes its first baby. So this is mad scientist stuff out of a Hellraiser novel, and now men are going to start getting uterine transplants so they can say they're women, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it while they tell people, go ahead and just kill yourself in places like California and places like Toronto and places like London, places like Berlin. Oh, we don't have money for your spinal surgery for a 55-year-old veteran. Why don't you just kill yourself? Society doesn't want you or need you, but, oh, you need a $80,000 uterus transplant? Oh, you want to say you're a woman so you can live in the prison? for your sex crime of raping another woman because you're a woman, you're really a man, and now you're going to go rape women and get them pregnant or have sex with them, and we got to have headlines like two women had a baby? This is beyond a cult, and they know exactly what they're doing. Here's a few of the clips. There's two of them. Let's just play them back to back of the spokesperson there at the UPMC Children's Hospital. So this is the bioethicist over your children. Here it is.
One area that had not been looked at before in any serious way was, could the donors be live donors? Because in the original study, it was the conclusion was that they would have to be cadaver-based donors or from individuals who are no longer alive, right? So live donation has been something the community has talked about for decades. It was really seen as magical thinking. This would be a live donation from a person who was assigned female at birth but identified as a transgender man. And they said, well, you know, I have these parts. I don't want them. You want them. You need them. So what if I gave them to you? How would that work? And apparently, based on their research, this is actually viable. Anecdotally, many, but not all, transgender women, especially those who transition younger in life, have expressed an interest in having children in a way that is congruent for their own bodies. But it was still surprising to see the data. It was a fairly large study, as transgender studies go, 182 transgender women, 60% of which were aged in the ideal 20 to 29 age range, and most had no children. 94% indicated they had a desire for children.
All right, let's most stop right there. I want to go to the next clip. Allison, who is a man who says that she's a woman, totally out of their mind, but running a program targeting children, goes into their personal story of wanting to have a baby. So we want to pay people not to have children. We're attacking families. We're going after them. But we need to spend taxpayer money to give men uteruses. Here it is.
I actually transitioned as a transgender youth 30 years ago at a time when we didn't even use the word transgender very much. And I kept a diary, and about 5 years ago, I looked back on that diary, and I was actually surprised to see that one of the biggest considerations I had at the age of 20 was the potential for pregnancy. And I wrote in that diary, well, I'll give the medical community 20 years. I'm sure they'll figure it out by then. 30 years later, one of the main reasons I do the work I do is the desire to push us in that direction. And the data now supports that this is something that members of my community desperately want if it were offered.
Yeah, they have record suicides. What they need is more mad scientists to be cut on more, cut more children's genitals off. This is a death cult. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Every 5 minutes while I'm sitting here on air, the crew walks over and hands me another article. They're walking in with one right now that Joe Rogan just texted me. I'm going to put that on screen. Every 5 minutes or so, they bring me in more famous people, particularly young people, dying. We have the insurance actuary numbers. Former Alabama running back Ahmed Galloway found dead at 42. He was working as a teacher at St. Louis Middle School. Former Alabama Crimson Tide running back was found dead in his apartment Monday, we're just now learning, according to WVTM 13. He was 42 years old. Galloway was a teacher at Compton Drew Middle School in St. Louis, and the school's principal, Susan Reed, said a welfare check led to the discovery. It's still being investigated. They're not saying the cause. But we do know how someone a little more famous died. 52-year-old Lisa Marie Presley suffered full cardiac arrest at home a few days ago, was on life support, and then died. Died of cardiac arrest at 54 years old, the daughter, the only daughter, of Elvis Presley. And I remember during the stolen election in 2000, being in, I shot video of it, Crew could probably find it, or Rob New was there, he probably has it on his computer, shooting video of buses driving around in Phoenix the day after we demonstrated there at the counting center, and the buses said two things. The buses said soon nanotech in new vaccines will cure cancer. And the other buses said heart attacks in the young are normal and you need to have your children screened. They're not normal, but now they are becoming the new normal. Look at this disgusting information. I never thought in a million years I would see this for children. Ebert Public Schools Athletics Department announced a screen your teen event in March. The goal is to prevent sudden cardiac arrests, which is now so common. And what happens is these shots give you clots, they give you lesions. Your child has myocarditis and they don't know it. They don't tell you. They think their stomach hurts most of the time. It's really the heart. And then when they overexert themselves, they die. Free EKG heart screenings at Jackson High School on Wednesday, March 1st. The Nick of Time Foundation is raising awareness regarding sudden cardiac arrest in youth. Suggests a $25 donation to help defer screening costs. And now in Australia, I saw a news report 2 weeks ago. They said, oh, they're putting thousands of defibrillators up in public places because suddenly there's so many heart attacks. This is just today's stat. I'm not even tenth of the way through it. Look at this. NBC News reports young, healthy people don't need COVID booster. What are they really doing here? I have a whole stack of this sudden talking point. I'm going to explain here in just a moment. But first, I want to thank you all for your support and keeping us on air, but I really want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to get products that will really enrich and empower your life. We have the Real Red Pill Plus sold out for more than 2 years, finally back in stock, that has a lot of great, healthy, safe, proprietary compounds that are in nature that are directly associated with making you healthier, making your cells healthier, and making you be able to produce your proper hormone levels. If you look at all the different studies, men and women have lower hormones they're supposed to have, higher synthetic hormones in their bodies. This is what so many people look like mutants. That's why folks eat actual less calories today than they did in 1960, but are fatter. This has pregnenolone and a bunch of other ingredients in it that are documented to really clean your body out and help you have better, healthier hormones. Men, women, everybody needs it, particularly folks above 40, because your body stops producing as much pregnenolone, especially in this climate of endocrine disruptors and all the chemicals and things that are in the food and water. Real Red Pill Plus, back in stock, 50% off, despite the fact it's selling out very, very quickly. We need the funds in now. Plus, I want those of you that ever tried the product to try it. People that do try it love it. It is our most highly rated when it comes to auto ship product. It's the product that people auto ship the most of any of our products. Next is X2 and X3, which is sold out, of course. So people really reorder this. When I first worked with a known scientist doctor to come up with this, because they were already selling at their clinic, and I went and worked with folks to make it even stronger, similar formula, it was not a big hit. But after about a year, it became one of our best sellers because people by word of mouth that did try it loved it. Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 1776 Testosterone Boost is the already number one bestseller in the country under another name. The owner of the company is a patriot and lets us private label it with our own name. 1776 Testosterone Boost is tested, is loved, works great. Folks, you really need to get it and experience it. They don't want us to have good testosterone levels. This helps do that. 1776 Testosterone Boost. The HGH Max Boost is sold out, but we do have in stock also from the same company, also the best-selling natural painkiller in the nation. We private labeled it under the name PainMD. PainMD at InfoWarsStore.com. Try it. Experience it. It is really amazing. Those are 40% off. Real Red Pill Plus is 50% off. But also back in stock, sold out for 5 months, is Down and Out, our strongest natural healthy sleep aid for cleaner, better, deeper sleep. So good for your immune system and your whole body. Take a half a drop under your tongue about an hour before you want to go to bed and just wait and see what happens. Down and Out, sleep support, InfoWarsStore.com. And maybe you should take a lower dose than what I said. That's what I take because it can hit some people a lot stronger than others. And I thank you all for keeping us on air. Okay. Let's continue with what's really going on here. NBC reports young, healthy people don't need COVID booster. Now, I have a stack of articles from NBC News, ABC News, Yahoo News, BBC News, Der Spiegel, all in the last 2 days saying, you know what, you shouldn't give a booster. If you gave your child one, that's enough. because that killed the rats pretty quick. They cut their lifespan in half, and similar to that in humans, they think. We don't know yet. It's not been enough time, but we know it's devastating already. It's a little too obvious. So now, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, nobody in the world's even authorizing it for children. A bunch of European countries, others have banned these shots outright because they're not vaccines. But here they've done it 6 months up and old, and you've got all these hypochondriac weirdo people that want to give it to their kids, and the heart attacks and deaths are so off the chart, they're afraid it'll upset their whole sterilization long-term heart attack program. It's a little too strong. It's the Moderna does most of it. It's four Pfizers. It's equivalent to four Pfizer shots, the exact same compound, same design by the folks brought to you by Bill Gates. That's come out in the documents before COVID was released. They were already making the new mRNA shot for COVID-19. That's mainstream news. You missed it. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, the documents. I covered it 2+ years ago. It's being covered now by them. But that's pretty bombshell, isn't it? So they're now telling you, oh, no, don't do that. There's also a pang of conscience. So the doctors that weren't part of the conspiracy of depopulation but still went along with it because they believed it was good, they're saying no now. So this is giving them an out. This is giving them an out. Here's another one. FDA vaccine advisors disappointed and angry that early data about COVID-19 booster shot wasn't presented for review last year. So on Monday, we started covering the new FDA documents, and more are coming out next week, that they knew it was causing heart attacks and myocarditis when they did their quiet internal studies during the rollout, not studies before, other than in rats. They knew how deadly it was there. So of course, they didn't want public studies. But now the FDA boards are saying they're mad they weren't told about the heart attacks. So this is CNN. So how are they going to kind of let it out slowly so you don't get too mad? Oh, the FDA boards are mad that they did emergency authorization. Well, why'd the first three boards quit? Because they knew it was wrong. They finally found boards that said things like, we have no idea what it'll do, so we're going to go ahead and do it and give it to kids, close quote. Played that clip yesterday and the day before. So CNN, oh, they're angry they weren't told what these shots really do and they don't really protect you. See, that's the rats leaving the sinking ship. Here's Yahoo I mentioned. Notice I tell you I have these articles. I actually show them to you on my mainstream media. Younger, healthier people don't need another COVID booster, vaccine experts say, challenging FDA guidance. Breaking. Cardiologist says likely contributory factor to excess cardiovascular deaths in COVID mRNA vaccine and rollout should be suspended pending an inquiry because he's seeing massive increase in heart attacks in his patients, including his father that died after the shot. We'll play that coming up next segment. Here's a WRAL article. One expert recommends parents avoid booster shots for healthy children. It goes on and on and on. The rats leaving the sinking ship. I'm going to play some of these clips in that next short little segment. And then Gerald Celente, the great trend forecaster, is going to be joining us to lay out the trends for next year and beyond. This is important. Please stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.